Hey guys, I'm Atif Nawaz, and thank you for tuning in to Atif on the Test. Today was the first day of the first Test match between Pakistan and England. It happened at Lord's. I was there in the ground, and I want to give you my thoughts and feelings on it. It was an excellent, very interesting day's cricket, I've got to tell you. Some people think, you know, it was a low-scoring day. 282 Pakistan got for a loss of 6 wickets in the end, but I think it was very entertaining. I had a great time watching live. The highlight, of course, was Misbah's century. We'll get there. Anyway, the day started with Pakistan winning the toss and deciding to bat first. Now, I know that was disappointing for a lot of people who were hoping to see Muhammad Amir make his big comeback and get involved and get straight into the mix of things, and we could see him bowl and see how good he is. And, you know, all the preview and the build-up to the series has been about Muhammad Amir, Muhammad Amir, Muhammad Amir. But alas, it was not to be, because Pakistan won the toss. It was bright blue skies, great weather, amazing track at Lord's. Hence, Pakistan decided to bat first, and we had to, let's be honest, we had to sit through Shaan Masood and Mohammad Hafeez do their thing, which was fine, you know, it was okay. They started reasonably well. Obviously, Shaan Masood, he struggled and he didn't get many runs. I think Mohammad Hafeez, he got you 40, which in those conditions, you know, can you really ask for much more than that? He's a good player. He's not a world-class player, not for me anyway. So, you know, I thought 40 was fine. I was sitting with my friend, comedian Tez Ilyas at the time, and I said to him, I think he's good for 40, but not much more. And would you know it? There he was, gone for 40. If you don't believe me, tweet Tez, ask him, he will confirm that. Anyway, the game moved on from there. Yunus Khan came in, he looked very solid, very, very good. Got a little bit unlucky, I thought, to pick out the fielder, Moeen Ali, in the leg side. He flicked the ball quite nicely, a fuller ball from Broad, and it went straight into the waiting hands of Moeen Ali. And he was dismissed, which was a shame for him, because he was looking very good. Obviously, those practice matches have been a great factor for him. So after he was dismissed, Azhar Ali was there as well. Azhar Ali, I thought, was a little bit unlucky. He was given LBW. The ball looked like, to the naked eye, it looked like it was sliding down the leg side. I mean, once the ball tracking came in, it confirmed that the ball was indeed flicking the leg stump, which these days, you have to say, is a little bit unlucky. But having said that, that brought in Misbah ul-Haq to the crease. He had that little partnership with Yunus Khan, and then a much larger partnership with Asad Shafiq. Initially, it was quite slow going. They took their time. Stuart Broad was bowling an excellent length. They decided to be more watchful with him. Chris Wokes obviously bowled really, really well. He ended the day with 4 wickets, and he definitely deserved those. But inexplicably, after Misbah started settling in with Asad Shafiq, they decided, Alistair Cook decided to give Stephen Thin an extended run. I don't know why he did this. I'm quite grateful as a Pakistan fan that he did this, but I don't know why he did this, because ultimately, Stephen Thin was the most expensive and least economical bowler. Okay, Moeen Ali didn't do very well either, but he was given, you know, he was given zero tolerance. He had a very poor early spell, and then we didn't see him until several overs later. But Stephen Thin had this extended run, and during that run, Misbah ul-Haq got to his century, and what a fantastic moment it was. Honestly, for me personally, probably one of the highlights of my cricketing life. You know, probably the most, one of the most memorable cricketing moments, to be in the stadium at Lord's Cricket Ground, watching probably my favorite player, my favorite Pakistani player, certainly my favorite Pakistani captain, possibly the greatest Pakistani captain of all time. Yes, I said it. Watching him score a century at Lord's was magical. And of course, what a great celebration. You saw him do the press-ups. There was some talk in the build-up of Misbah ul-Haq not being fit enough, being a little bit too old, but he proved them wrong. You know, he was in there for quite a long time, more than 200 minutes, 150 odd balls to get to a century. He was still unbeaten at the end of the day, so a lot of Pakistan's hopes will rest on his shoulders. But it was a magical moment, and really cool to see somebody who's dedicated to his craft, who's defying age and gravity and logic and science and all sorts of things, but most importantly, defying his critics and demonstrating just why he's a world-class batsman. So an amazing ton. Great to see Misbah ul-Haq gaining success. Asad Shafiq also played really, really, really well. He had a couple of chances. He flashed a couple of deliveries, but generally he was very patient. He picked his balls. I noticed when he went to 50, 36 of the runs came by a boundary. So Asad Shafiq obviously had a really good outing. He batted, you know, I think really, really well. Generally, it's quite good to watch. He had excellent technique, or generally quite pleasant. And it was a shame, really, that towards the end of the day, he looked like he was in trouble with Wokes, and then eventually he edged one, which was a shame for him, but again, great for England. They got themselves back into the game because Pakistan was starting to run away with it. And this is the big thing. And of course, Wokes, of course, on the last ball of the day, dismissed the night watchman, Rahat Ali, as well. I think Sarfraz should have come in personally, take a little bit of responsibility, but hey, I am not the guy who runs the team. Anyway, After all that was said and done, it was 282 for 6 Pakistan at the end of the day. And that's fine. That's cool. I think that's that makes the match quite evenly poised, maybe slightly in favor of Pakistan. But I think coming into the game, a lot of people would have expected Pakistan to fold. I think a lot of people would have expected a lot less of Pakistan. I think, you know, people made a lot about Pakistan's brittle batting lineup. I don't know how people say that with the likes of Azhar Ali, Azhar Shafiq, Misbah-ul Haq, Yunus Khan, you know, some great batsmen in there, but people generally think of Pakistan as a bowling side, and everybody was very excited about Mohammad Amir, so there was a sense of deflatedness at the start for both the English and the Pakistanis. But even so, it was quite a commendable effort. Pakistan had put together a good total. They've made an intent, they've stated their intent, I should say, at the start of the series. First day, they've put up 282 runs, a good score. They're looking good for, I would say they'd want something in excess of 350, ideally for them. England would want the opposite. They'd want to knock over Pakistan as quick as possible, preferably before 350. That 400 mark is a big psychological marker, because it's not often you see teams come back from a deficit of 400, even on a pitch as good as Lord's. And as far as the weather goes, we're expecting more rain, more overcast conditions. We're expecting things to go a little bit south in, with regards to the weather. So I think England will definitely feel like they're on the back foot. Having said that, those two wickets right at the end, which gave Wokes his four, and I can't commend him enough. He did really, really well. He bowled really well, kept quite disciplined to his line and played to his strength. So those two late wickets in the day have given England a little bit of an edge and definitely an in back into the game, something to bowl for coming aggressively tomorrow to bowl. And one of the other notable things, of course, we had a debut of Jake Ball, a new England fast bowler. He was given the new ball to bowl with as well. I thought he was very good, very decent. He got himself a wicket as well. So he's made a good start to his international career. I think we'll see more of Jake Ball. I think there's some promise there. I think on balance, he probably outperformed Finn for sure. So I think when Anderson comes back into the team, you might not see Ball, I beg your pardon, you might still see Ball, and you might not see Finn, certainly not after today. And one more factor was, of course, the spinner, Moeen Ali, who was quite comfortably dispatched by Misbah and Azhar Shafiq while he was on. There was one over in particular where Misbah played three sweep shots, two of which were reverse sweeps off Moeen Ali. That can't have been fun for him. It felt a little bit like a mick take between you and me, but it was fun, very entertaining to watch. But Moeen Ali's got a little bit of work to do. I think he's got Adil Rashid breathing down his neck, and he doesn't know how much time he has, how much goodwill he has in that dressing room right now. Because, you know, sometimes those 5 wicket hauls can feel like they were a long, long time ago. Anyway, tomorrow's going to be a very exciting day. Hopefully, at some point, we're going to see Mohammad Amir holding a ball. I do expect the crowd to boo a little bit. I'm not looking forward to that first no ball. I don't know what kind of noises the Lord's crowd are going to make. It was a really nice crowd today, quite sedate. A lot of celebrities floating around. Bumped into Adam Holyoake, Peter Oborn, Nasser Hussain. I bumped into him as well. And then a lot of my friends at ESPN Cricket Info, so Andrew Miller. Of course, I saw George Dobell, Jared Kimber, ex-Gorilla Cricket alumni, Henna Khan, her awesome husband, Shahid, and spent a wonderful day hanging out with my buddy Tez Ilyas as well. So thanks, guys. This has been Atif on the Test. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. I'll try and do more of these as the series progresses. I hope you didn't miss me too much on Gorilla Cricket today. And I hope you, like me, are excited about another class day of cricket tomorrow. This is going to be a great series, guys. Guys, remember to comment below this video with your thoughts on the day's play, your thoughts on the video, your thoughts on my analysis. If you didn't like it, couldn't care less. But even so, feel free to comment, and we'll go from there. But for me, Atif Nawaz, ta-da.